Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. For 10 months, Martin Luther hid from certain death in a single room in a castle in Eisenach, Germany. Here, he translated the New Testament into German, allowing common people to read the Bible for themselves. Today, we visit the very room where spiritual battles were fought and won. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. We're celebrating the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. Let's travel now with Dr. Lutzer to a great medieval fortress called the Wartburg Castle.
This is Pastor Lutzer, and I'm at the Wartburg Castle in Germany, standing in the very room where Martin Luther spent 10 months translating the Bible. And in a few moments, I'll be giving you a description of what is found in this room. This is a wonderful opportunity that many of us are having to be able to come and to see the sights of the Reformation. On May 4th, 1521, Luther entered this Wartburg Castle, the greatest of all medieval castles, built in the 11th century. This ancient fortress was a symbol of a day when German knighthood was in its flower. Luther was brought here under the protection of Frederick the Wise. He had just made his famous declaration at the Diet of Worms, and now he was hunted down like a common criminal, and anyone could put him to death. After the Diet, Luther intended to return to Wittenberg, was riding along the road with some companions in a wagon on the outskirts of this village of Eisenach. Armed horses fell upon the party. With much cursing and a show of violence, they dragged Luther to the ground. But their intention was good. They brought him here to the castle because he was under a ban. Anyone who found him could kill him. As a matter of fact, no one was to give him lodging or food. Thanks to Frederick the Wise, Luther was here under the protection of his prince. Here he spent 10 months, except for 2 visits to the town of Wittenberg. He let his beard grow to help conceal his identity, and he dressed like a knight. Oh, but he was so impatient here. He said that he would rather die on hot coals than rot in the castle. But he kept in touch with what was happening at his absence from Wittenberg. Priests were getting married, violence was erupting, and as a matter of fact, Luther was very concerned about the radicals taking over. Here in this room and here at the Wartburg, he assumed the name Sir George, because not only did he grow a beard so that his identity might be concealed, but also he went under this pseudonym. Even many people who were here in the castle did not know that he was here. Well, as a matter of fact, it was in this room where Luther had some of his greatest accomplishments. You know, in his day, as well as ours, there were prophets who came bearing messages from God. But Luther would have none of it. He wrote, "Those who are expert in spiritual things have gone through the valley of the shadow. When these men talk of sweetness and of being transported to the third heaven, do not believe them. Divine majesty does not speak directly to men. God is a consuming fire, and the dreams and visions of saints are terrible. Prove the spirits, and if you are not able to do so, then take the advice of Gamaliel and wait." What Luther is saying is that to him, the most important thing was the Word of God, and in a few moments I'm going to be excerpting some of his quotes that exemplify and prove this. But now back to the room here in the Wartburg. It was in this room that he experienced a great deal of spiritual struggle. He said, "I can tell you in this idle solitude there are 1,000 battles with Satan. It is much easier to fight against the incarnate devil, that is against men, than against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Often I fall and am lifted up again by God's right hand." I wish that I had the words to describe what we are looking at. In this room, which is approximately 15 feet by 15 feet, perhaps, in area, it has a ceiling with boards. We're actually on a floor that is very hard. There is a table with an open Bible, a picture of Luther, a stove. And many of you will remember the story that here, apparently, Luther threw an inkwell at the devil. In fact, tour guides used to take some soot and put it on the walls so that tourists could come and actually see where the inkwell landed. Well, I have a different interpretation of what happened here. I think that Luther wrote in the Table Talks these words, "I fought the devil with ink." What he meant was, "I fought the devil by the translation of the New Testament into German." Come to think of it, throwing an inkwell at the devil would not cause the evil being to leave. As a matter of fact, the way in which we fight the devil is through the Word of God, and Luther fought him here through God's holy Word. Standing in this room, and many of us have the opportunity of touring the sites of the Reformation, standing here, many of us are aware that what took place in this room has worldwide repercussions. In the translation of the Scriptures, Luther multiplied his ministry many times over. The Luther Bible has been sent all over the world. As a matter of fact, because my parents read to us from the German Bible, it was a Luther translation, updated no doubt, but nonetheless, the impact that took place here is beyond our imagination. Now, I need to be clear, he did not translate the whole Bible when he was here, but only the New Testament, but he did that in 11 weeks. He also wrote other books. Standing in this room also, there are windows that look out, and it's too bad that we can't open the windows. I was in this room in 1970, and the windows were open, and you could look at the forest. Luther said that when he was here, he found that he was so lonely, because this was, in effect, a prison, this room. He was so lonely that he would look out the window and see the birds and wish that he was as free as they are. So Luther went through spiritual struggles. Martin, are you the only one that could be right? Has the church been wrong throughout all these many centuries? Well, what was the significance of what happened here? I mentioned the translation of the New Testament. First of all, he translated the New Testament from the original Greek. Erasmus had come out with a new edition of the New Testament, and Luther was able to bring that book with him into this room. Previous translations of the German Bible, of which there were many, were based on Latin. Oftentimes, the text was difficult to read and even inaccurate. Now, people would have a very accurate translation of the Bible. He translated the Bible into the German vernacular, that is the common language of the people. He was willing to entrust the Scriptures to the common man, believing that Scripture interprets Scripture, and people would be able to understand the theology of the Bible. He wanted the plowman and the weaver to read and recite Scriptures as they worked. Let's think about this for a moment. In giving the Bible to the common people, Luther was in effect emphasizing the priesthood of every believer. Everyone could now read the Bible and make up their mind as to what they would believe and whether they would believe it. And so our modern notion of freedom was also born in this room, as Luther realized that the church should not have the last word of interpretation, but the Holy Spirit, using the Word of God, would give enlightenment to all who would read the Scriptures. In order to make an accurate translation of the Old Testament, which he worked on for years after his experience here, he made frequent visits to the butcher so that he might better understand the various parts of the animals that are listed in the book of Leviticus. He went to jewelers to try to find the various precious metals that are mentioned in the book of Revelation. Luther said that he wanted Moses to speak such good German that the people wouldn't even know that he was a Jew. The printing press would now be used to spread the German Bible throughout the German lands. Gutenberg had founded the printing press in Mainz back in the 1400s, and now the Bible would be spread throughout the whole world eventually. What the printing press meant was that people no longer were dependent simply on what their parents told them. They could now get independent information. Books were available. And thanks to Martin Luther, a modern translation of the Bible into German was now being made available. Luther believed that we don't judge the Scriptures must always judge us. Perhaps we can best appreciate his high view of the Bible if we simply quote what he had to say about the text of Scripture. He writes, "This I can say with good conscience. I have used utmost faithfulness and care in this work, and I have never had any intention to falsify anything. I have not taken nor sought nor wanted a single penny for it. Neither do I intend to win honor by it. That my Lord knows. But I did it as a service to the dear Christians and the honor of the one who sits above, who does so much good for me every hour, that if I had translated 1,000 times as much or as diligently, I should not deserve to live a single hour or to have a sound eye. All that I am and all that I have is due to his grace and mercy, yea, to his precious blood and bitter sweat. Therefore, God willing, all of it is to be done to his honor, joyfully and sincerely. If others abuse me, let them do so. And I am too rightly repaid if only a single Christian recognizes me as a faithful worker. And, says Luther, you must confidently insist that you will be preserved, and you must boldly take your stand on his word, which no devil or death can suppress. Therefore, no matter what happens, you should say, this is God's word. This is my rock and my anchor. On it I rely, and where it remains, I too remain. Where it goes, I go too. I love these quotes that Luther gives because it shows his unshakable courage. And this is why at the Diet of Worms, which preceded this, he was able to say, my conscience is taken captive by the word of God. Listen to this. A fiery shield is God's word, of more substance and purer than gold, which tried in the fire loses none of its substance, but resists and overcomes all the fury and the heat. Again, he says, a man's word is a little sound. It flies into the air and it soon vanishes, but the word of God abides forever. I did nothing, said Luther. The word did everything. If I had wanted to stir up trouble, I could have brought immense bloodshed on Germany. In fact, I could have started such a game that even the emperor would not have been safe. But I simply taught and preached and wrote God's word while I slept or enjoyed fellowship in Wittenberg. The word so greatly weakened the papacy that no prince or emperor ever inflicted such losses on it. I did nothing. The word did everything. Luther understood that the word of God was sufficient. We call it sola scriptura. That is, no further revelation is needed. No popes or councils could judge the word of God. The purpose of us reading it and studying it is to expound it, to explain its teachings. We need no words of knowledge. As Calvin said later, when the Bible speaks, God speaks. When the Bible is silent, God is silent. I greet you today from the Wartburg Castle, standing in the very room where Martin Luther lived for 10 months, wrote books and articles and pamphlets, but most importantly, translated the New Testament into the common German language. And from here, the Word of God has gone out to the entire world. Thanks so much for joining us, and I hope that you have enjoyed this little window as we look into the life of Martin Luther on this Reformation tour.
Dr. Lutzer's new book, Rescuing the Gospel, tells the story of the Reformation and its significance. A copy is waiting for you as our gift when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to us at Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.